Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly old permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Gonna have a good day. Happy Halloween Spooktacular episode. Our annual Halloween episode here on the DA show. We're all dressed up in our costumes and awaiting the heroine of Halloween, the queen of costumes, the resident of actually appropriately named Erie, Pennsylvania, Katie Linedahl, who will join us in studio coming up here an hour from now. I'm very excited to see her costume because she is just one of the best at costumes and has been forever. Every time she joins us every year for this episode, she just keeps upping the ante. So let's introduce the costumes this year here on the DA show for the staff, for the crew here aboard the mothership as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. First, we are introducing the one and only Miraz, who is dressed up right now in what appears to be a onesie. It's green. There's an eyeball on top, two horns coming out of it, and some teeth around the face. I'm not going to blow up his spot yet because he's going to introduce himself along with his family as a team coming up an hour from now. At the top of the hour, when Katie's here an hour from now, then Miraz wants to be introduced as a team a la the 01 Patriots with his wife, his daughter Taylor, and his dog Eli. So we're looking forward to that. Right now, it's just one of four, and so the costume makes absolutely no sense. Bogish has unveiled his costume. He has a wizard's hat and a wizard's wand and the Watch DA logo around his chest. He is the Wizard of Watch DA, a nod to Andrew Kaplan, who runs our simulcast. I, as you can see with my afro, my frosty goatee and mustache and paint palette, am Bob Ross. And today, I'm not just Bob Ross in character. I'm actually Bob Ross in reality. I am actually painting a portrait to hang in the mothership above the fireplace here. Yes, we actually got code for a mothership fireplace inside this spaceship. So we're painting happy stars, happy trees, happy moons and planets. And remember, boys and girls, there is no mistakes, only happy accidents. So today I'm going to be painting you a portrait here for the mothership, for the DA show, which I will unveil later on in the show. If you're watching at home at watchda.com, watch on any device, that's going to be on your cell phone, your tablet, on your laptop, your desktop. Also, watch on Twitch, our CBS Sports Radio channel on Twitch. Guys, did you see our numbers on Twitch the other day? We hit 100,000 viewers on Twitch. Now, I don't know what the Wizard of Watch DA Andrew Kaplan's doing over there. I'm not sure if he's giving away fake Amazon gift cards on there. Somehow, he has reached 100,000 viewers for one episode of the show on Twitch. So forget marketing through Entercom and CBS Sports Radio. We know we'll never get that. Maybe this is where we're actually going to have a bigger footprint, Mraz. We might be big with the kids. A lot of kids use Twitch for video gaming purposes.
I think that would be awesome. There was a time 3 months ago where I didn't understand or know what Twitch was. I thought that was just where Zeke got faded. And apparently we're Twitch stars now. So
it's where Zeke got faded and where Blake Snell refused to play baseball.
Right. I've learned the Twitch. I've logged on to the Twitch to chat with people. I get the Twitch. So it's great to be part of the Twitch.
Now that we have hundreds of thousands of viewers every day on Twitch, it's more important than ever, more vital that you engage with them in that chat room during commercial breaks. How often do you do that?
I try to get on once a day. I'll be lying. Didn't really get to it yesterday. So we're going to be on in, I would say, the next break. I'll join with a Twitch audience.
Okay. I think that's got to be mandatory. And I think we got to promote it that when it's coming up, when you're going to do the Twitch chat during a commercial break, we'll let everybody know so that they can jump on Twitch and ask you questions and chat with you.
Ask
I'm
me anything.
Faded, bro.
And and speaking of Twitch and on camera, I don't know if it's the camera I switched to. Do I look like I'm turning redder, like I'm in Willy Wonka or something right now?
Yeah, it looks like I want a cherry. I want bigger cherries. I want all the cherries.
It's starting to worry me a little bit. I think there might be a blood pressure problem, but we'll check on that.
Well, you did say you're already eating Halloween candy, and it's Thursday before a Saturday Halloween. I wonder if maybe that's starting to get to you a little bit. You know, as the great James Ward once said infamously, if you treat your body like a dumpster, Mraz, sometimes the dumpster fights back.
That could be on the table. I'm a little worrisome. So I'll be on the Twitch. Everybody ask me why I'm turning red, but we'll be on there next break.
Okay. On Twitter, I've got a question, actually a few comments for one from Alan about my costume. Great costume, DA, but the mustache needs work. It looks like you have unwanted frozen boogers under your nose. At first, I thought you were Yukon Cornelius from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah, the costume's supposed to be gray under the mustache with the mustache under the nose, but you're right, it does look like I was out at Lambeau Field for too long with the frozen boogers. So send us your commentary here on the DA show on Twitter, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. I also had somebody mention to me that they were going to try to do the Dr. Pepper pulled pork sliders. Andrew tweets in DA, I'm making those pulled pork sliders this weekend. I need that Dr. Pepper recipe for my Halloween party. Thanks. Love the show. This was your football food of the week, Mraz. So why don't you take it away and give our listeners the Dr. Pepper pulled pork recipe.
So it's very simple. Get yourself a pork shoulder. Sometimes pork shoulders can be a little difficult to find. So if you want to get a pork tenderloin and downgrade a little bit, that's fine too. Get a bottle of your favorite barbecue sauce. Little salt and pepper. Yeah, a little salt and pepper, a little garlic powder. You can throw in a couple other spices if you want into a slow cooker or a crock pot. Throw in that bottle of barbecue sauce, and then I recommend not one but two cans of Dr. Pepper. You pour them in there. Throw that in, I would say, for about 10 hours or so. The pork's going to come apart nice, and as that does it, the sugars and cherry, and I guess we learned juniper juices of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. All 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper's secret recipe will be boiled into there.
Yeah. Soak into that meat with that barbecue sauce, with those spices. I would recommend the King's Hawaiian rolls. And even, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. Little slaw, a little tablespoon of slaw on top of each one of those sliders. You have yourself a nice, happy Halloween.
So just a reminder, Dr. Pepper does not replace the barbecue sauce in the slow cooker.
No.
It's a can or two of Dr. Pepper and a jar of barbecue sauce.
Because you still need the stickiness and substance to come together there, but it's the juices and flavors of the Dr. Pepper and the sugars that you want into that meat.
Excellent. It's a great Halloween idea. Slow cookers are great. It's set it and forget it. Plus, it's hot. So on a cold night, you can throw them out there. Sliders are great. You can take one. You can take four. It's all good. And it's sweet. goes perfectly with a few Halloween candies and maybe a few Halloween cocktails as well.
Whoa.
So we've unveiled three of our costumes. We have yet to see the fourth. Our very fearless leader behind the glass. He's the only member of CBS Sports Radio's DA Show team that goes to the office every single day. He deserves a round of applause for that. Since pandemic struck, he's been the one guy going to our offices in downtown Manhattan. The rest of us have been working from our home studios. And so Pete the Body Bilotti, let's put him right now on watchda.com in a darkened studio with what looks to be surveillance footage, because the camera's so far away, to show Pete the Body on watchda.com and on Twitch. Pete the Body, what is your costume?
Well, I am the always popular
French onion dip with bacon.
So right here, I have my French onion dip. And in my costume, my bacon costume. So I am French onion dip with bacon. Not just bacon, with bacon. And you can adorn it on any of your treats at your football party.
Wow. So you're this is perfect for 2020. Bilotti's costume is with bacon. You are with bacon this year. You're wearing a big bacon costume. This is brilliant.
With bacon. The French onion dip is sitting there, and it's with bacon, which is Pete. That is very good.
This is so meta. This is perfect. Pete is his own drop. He is actually dressed up as his own drop.
I come with sound effects.
With bacon. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Enjoy.
That is great. That is great. Pete is with bacon. He's with a with bacon drop.
Yeah. And by the way, French onion dip with bacon. He's not going to have that French onion dip here. He's going to bring it home for later. Typical Pete.
That's right. That's right. Go home today with maybe a little bacon.
This is awesome. Okay, excellent. So everybody has their costume. We're waiting for Katie Linedahl, who will join us coming up at the top of next hour. You can watch us at watchda.com on any device, including your phone. You can also watch us on Twitch, which if you just go to the CBS Sports Radio channel, you'll see us there. Yesterday, we get news that the Sixers have Elton Brand at GM, but they are adding Daryl Morey to the front office. The Philadelphia 76ers have already hired Doc Rivers as their head coach. Of course, they have this bizarre, awkward roster that has Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Al Horford, and it just has not fit at all. Tobias Harris, nothing has seemed to work. They had Jimmy Butler. They lost Jimmy Butler. The Heat got better with Jimmy Butler. The Sixers got worse without him. Nobody knows how this thing's supposed to fit. And they can't really do much without trading some of those players, but there's contracts there that nobody would want. So they bring in Daryl Morey, who has had a very successful run in Houston, although he kept hitting his head on the best of the Western Conference. He could not get through the Golden State Warriors or this year LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. So he's going to be joining this front office above Elton Brand. He won't be the GM, but he is the president of basketball operations, so he is above the GM. Mraz, do you think this makes the Sixers more interesting?
I do, because of Morey's willingness to always try to take a swing. It never resulted in a title in Houston, but whether it be Russell Westbrook or Chris Paul, he was willing to try to make maneuvers and go for it, even in a tough Western Conference, and I think a team like Philadelphia that has a couple Bay stars, I think it becomes interesting because they've been stuck in the mud. Maybe he moves a Simmons or Embiid, or maybe he finds a way to move a Tobias Harris and bring in some other flashy star and really jumpstart this team. Maybe he finds a way to trade for freaking James Harden down the line and bring him to Philadelphia. I think absolutely Philadelphia, the process has only gotten so far, and I think this makes him far more fascinating because of Morey's willingness to be aggressive.
I agree. I think that this absolutely makes the Sixers more interesting, because they've always been interesting. That's the thing. They were actually more interesting than they were good. Because Embiid, on any given night, can be amazing. He could be a 40-point, 20-rebound guy. We've seen that. Ben Simmons seems to translate into what today's star guard would be. Bring up the basketball. You're 6'10". You're long. You're lengthy. You're athletic. You're fast. You can shoot over other point guards. You can shoot over most other shooting guards as well. You distribute, you're a passer, you're a scorer, you're everything. The problem is, he doesn't shoot. And so he's been a one-trick pony. But defensively, because of his length, can be totally locked down. Tobias Harris could be a good complementary piece, but can he be a good complementary piece on a good team? He's fine on a bad team. And then Al Horford has been very good in the past, but is he too old? Does he not fit with Embiid? Is he not a true five? What do you do? Is he a four with a five? What do you do there? And Morey gives this roster a new look. He's going to look it over and say, what can we do? Let's get creative here. And I think that's the one thing. The Sixers need to be creative because how they're built right now is just not going to work. We saw this last year. You can add Doc Rivers to this. He'll make it marginally better, but coaches only go so far in the NBA. It's the roster construct. I mean, let's face it. Did Frank Vogel scheme the Lakers to an NBA championship this year? Of course not. That was about talent. That was about having talent that also was able to coach itself. AD and LeBron didn't need a veteran head coach, even though Vogel was. LeBron doesn't need to have Greg Popovich to win an NBA Finals. So Doc will be better than Brett Brown, but he's not going to make the entire difference. I think the roster construct does, and Morey makes it interesting. Doesn't mean it's going to succeed. Morey's taken some swings, and he has missed. And I don't know how locked in you are for a lot of these things here, but Morey is a day trader. The guy wants to rebuild rosters, try this, try that, try this. And it kind of fizzled at Houston. He ran his course in Houston, but now he gets this job. And I got to imagine, Mraz, if he's going to take the Sixers job, he must see some flexibility with the roster. Right. He must see something that they can do. I don't think he's going to take this job and know we're sitting on Simmons, Embiid, Horford, and Tobias Harris for the next 4 years. He's right, got to see some break there.
Right. It's not like he's a young GM trying to break in and goes, okay, well, this is a good roster. Let me sit back and see what we got. No, no, no. He's examined the Sixers roster before taking this job. There's no doubt about it. And examined the landscape of the league and knows he wants to do something. I can't imagine Daryl Morey is going to finish next year or next season with the Sixers having the same exact core and saying, well, now it's time to evaluate. No, 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 no. He's got plans for this team. Whether he executes them or not, whether they end up basically helping the team or not, that's a whole nother story. I also do find it fascinating that now he's not with Mike D'Antoni and he's with a Doc Rivers who has actually won an NBA title too. I think that combo is entirely fascinating for everything that's happened with Philadelphia here.
Makes the Sixers more interesting, makes the East more interesting. Daryl Morey taking over at the top of the food chain in Philadelphia. This should be interesting. When we come back here on the show, your best audio of the day, we've got Antonio Brown as a Buck and Dez Bryant as a Raven. We'll hear from those coaches next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Fair. I have more of an egghead. Yes.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Sunday, the NFL on CBS features a matchup of two elite teams fighting for division supremacy. When the spooky Steelers take on the ravenous Ravens for a battle with Lamar Jackson between him and Big Ben. Plus, an AFC showdown between the boisterous Bills and the pathetic Patriots. Join JB and the gang as they get you set for all of today's action on the NFL Today. Starting at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific Sunday, the NFL is on Spooky CBS. It's the DA Show Spooktacular annual Halloween episode. Katie Lindendahl, the Gidget of Gadgets, the heroine of Halloween, the queen of costumes, the native of Erie, Pennsylvania, is going to join us coming up here at the top of the hour. So stick around for that. We're all in our costumes this morning. I'm Bob Ross, and I'm currently painting a picture for all of the guys here on the show that we can hang inside the mothership. Also, Pete the Body Bilotti brilliantly is with bacon. Mraz
with bacon
is a costume that's so far unnamed. He will name it when the rest of his family is awake, coming up in 40 minutes from now. And Andrew Bogish is the genius, which is wizard of Watch DA, Andrew Kaplan. Let's get your best audio of the day. It is time for sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Speaking of terrifying, tonight's Thursday night football game, Panthers and Falcons. The Falcons, of course, with yet another collapse. And Matt Ryan finding any bright side he can, saying that maybe the short week helps forget about the collapse. Here's Matty Ice.
Playing on Thursday night makes you get out of, you know, the funk that you're in after a tough loss yesterday. And so, you know, I think getting back into a game plan quickly, you know, talking with coaches this morning, starting to make plans for Thursday night kind of helps.
What has Atlanta sports fan done to deserve this? That's what I want to know. What have they done? Because in the span of like 3 weeks, you had the Braves blow a 3-1 series lead of the LCS. You had the Falcons gag their third big lead, fourth quarter lead away and losing. And if you're Matt Ryan, I mean, what else do you say? You've just got to find... You are now a veteran of answering questions about collapses. It has happened so often to you. You have now had plenty of experience explaining blowing a lead that is nearly unblowable. Two former Pro Bowl wide receivers are in new places in Tampa Bay. Antonio Brown had his first practice with the Bucs, and Bruce Arians going overboard as usual.
Yeah, he looks fantastic. I think we had really good conversations today, he and I, and he was with the meeting. He was in the meetings and everything, and he's working with Anthony Proley and the strength staff. He looks in great shape, and yeah, ready to go.
Mraz, why do you think Bruce Arians, who's usually a tough critic and does not gloss his guys, is going to see one practice of Antonio Brown, who hasn't played in, what, a year and change, and say he, quote, looks fantastic?
Because Antonio Brown is somebody that needs to be coddled. He can't respond to the tough love that Tom Brady got after the first 2 weeks of the year. If he comes out and says Antonio Brown's got a long way to go, immediately more people asking about Antonio Brown. Immediately Antonio Brown's going to be in the coaches. Oh, I'm not good enough for you. He's got to coddle him. That's what comes with it. There was the risk-reward of signing Brown. What part of signing Antonio Brown? You better coddle him.
Isn't that also the essence of why the Bucs didn't need Antonio Brown?
Yes, of
course
it is.
They're putting up 50 points, 45 points, throwing 5 touchdowns. Brady's got a million weapons. And they add Antonio Brown. And week one, Bruce Arians is going to criticize one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play. And then we get Antonio Brown, who's a total doofus, in one practice. And Bruce Arians is going to say, he looks fantastic, he's in shape, we're going to be great. I mean, it just goes to show you how you've got to play by a different set of rules with this bozo Antonio Brown, which is unnecessary if you're the Buccaneers. I mean, imagine being Tom Brady in that locker room and knowing, we're going to coach you hard, we're going to blast you if you're not on point. Gronk is used to it, I'm used to it, we're going to get on everybody's ass, and then know that with Antonio Brown... Yeah, but no matter what he does, we got to act like it's the greatest thing ever. I mean, how pathetic is that?
Total joke.
Here is John Harbaugh in Baltimore with the Ravens as they sign Dez Bryant to their practice squad.
General sense to play for the Ravens. We'll see. You know, he's going to be in the practice squad right now, and we'll see how it progresses from there.
Yeah, Dez Bryant's got nothing left. I mean, he's got... really? I don't know why we're even playing the Dez Bryant game. I mean, luckily, if you're listening to our show, we don't do this. Because we're aware of how limited he is at this point in time. I mean, Dez Bryant hasn't been a good football player in 5 years. What do I care about Dez Bryant? He has not been in the Pro Bowl since 2016. In 2017, by the way, he has not caught 1,000 yards since 2014. Okay, since 2014, the last time he caught 1,000 yards. So I'm supposed to get excited about this guy. In 2016, he made a Pro Bowl, and he only caught 800 yards worth of footballs. 2017, it was 800 yards again, 6 touchdowns. Didn't play 2018, didn't play last year, 2019. Hasn't played for the first 8 weeks this year. He's 31 years old. Mraz, I'm supposed to get excited. Actually, he's going to be 32 in a couple of days. I'm supposed to get excited that Dez Bryant's on a practice squad of the Ravens?
No, and by the way, because you have the veteran practice squad slots because of COVID this year, is the only reason he's even getting this kind of look. The Ravens didn't sign him to the 53 right away, and under a normal year, that's what would have happened. So he's actually kind of getting a weird gift because of the weird rules this year. He wasn't good at the end. He had a lot of foot injuries. Unfortunately, he was a career cut short. That's it. He's toast. But the Ravens are throwing him a life raft here. Maybe he gets a red zone down the line for Lamar Jackson. But give me a break. There's nothing to be excited for.
Yeah, there's just nothing here. He's just not a good wide receiver anymore. And he's on the practice squad. And he's 32 years old with foot injuries. Hasn't played for 2.5 years. I mean, come on. What is there really to talk about with Dez Bryant? And that is your sound check this morning here on the DA Show. You can watch us at watchda.com to check out all the costumes. You can watch us on Twitch as well. And if you use the radio.com app, it's a little convoluted. I've tried it before. But listening to us on the radio.com app is super easy. But finding the video of it is, there's a couple drop-down menus. But if you go on radio.com and you click on the DA Show, if you find CBS Sports Radio there, click on the DA Show. If you keep clicking down, you'll find a way to actually watch us within the app as well. And you can check out all of our costumes this morning on the Halloween Spooktacular. Standing by with our headlines this morning is a kind sir and Andrew Bogish. Bogues, what are you planning in terms of trick-or-treat for Saturday? Are you guys going out with your two kids? Are you staying in? Are you going to give out candy? What's the plan for COVID Halloween?
Yeah, we haven't decided yet what we're going to do here at the house in terms of giving things out, because like Sean said, I'd like to put a bowl at my front door and use the honor system to just take a couple and move on, but those things, you get one bad group of kids and that bowl is empty.
Oh, and you guys live on Long Island where it's all bad groups of kids. I mean, it's all Mraz's. I mean, Mraz's group would have definitely stole every piece of candy the moment they saw the bowl.
No, we were too busy getting beat down. It was the beat down guys that would take all the candy.
Well, I would imagine the beat down guy that beat you down with the gym socks, the flower socks, definitely steal all the candy.
No question.
And my guess is that after you get beat down, you're like, you know what? I'm not going to let them ruin my Halloween. I'm going to take all the candy.
You know I let it ruin my Halloween. I stopped getting candy. I went inside and watched NBA opening night.
I'm sure, though, after you got beat down, you're like, I'm not going to let those bullies ruin my Halloween. I'm taking all the big roots. I'm taking all the baby roots.
Yo, dude, you got to chill.
It's a hot candy.
The sound of Mraz getting pounded with flour and gym socks. Halloween, 1999, 2000, 2001.
I mean, and the visual of the egg and the powder and the tears and the dejection and the heartbreak. It really,
I don't even like Almond Joys. I'm going to eat all the Almond Joys.
Next year will actually be the 20-year anniversary of the flower sock. It was 2001.
So. Are we hanging a banner? Are we going to have a memorial night?
Next year's Spooktacular, we might have to look back on 20 years since I was beaten down with a flower sock.
Can I write an oral history, like a 5,000-word oral history of that night for sure. The website?
Okay. I'm just going to request this. We seem to be given more and more leash every single day in a dangerous way here on the DA Show. I am going to request this. Next year, we do a full episode dedicated to the 20th anniversary of the flower sock. If we can do a bring back the 78 Steelers or bring back the 85 Bears, why not do the 20th anniversary of the flower sock? Let's get the guys that beat you up on the show like a Justin Stroker,
yes,
to talk about throwing the flower sock in your gullet.
Well, here's the thing. I only remember one of the four guys that did it, and as recently as 6 months ago, he had a heart attack due to drugs.
Same thing.
Fair enough.
I'm hoping maybe he heals up, gets clean over the next year. Yeah. If that's so, we'll bring him on back.
Well, look, we've had Painkiller Pat on for 17 right. and a half minutes. Why not have right. another druggie on the show? You know what?
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Just got done saying the man had a heart attack from all his drug abuse.
Okay, so maybe we don't have that guy. He could be unfit for radio. But we could have your neighbors or your friends or your classmates that witnessed the beating. There was a lot of witnesses that night.
Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of a blur, but yeah, I'm sure we could dig up. We could dig up quite a few of them. And just, you know, the aftermath that would happen. Parents on why they would only arm me with silly string. I wasn't allowed to have the eggs and shaving cream to defend myself. There's a lot of avenues to look back on. And all culminated in Jason Kidd's first game as a New Jersey Net.
We can line them up like they won a world title.
We'll book him.
Mraz loved Halloween up until the local toughs took a flower sock and beat the crap out of him in the street. And so at that point in time, he wanted to defend himself for the next Halloween and said, I want silly string so that if they try to get at me, I can put that in their face.
I wanted heavy stuff. I wanted my own flowers. I wanted all of it. All my parents did was go to KB Toys and get me a couple cans of silly string. Ooh.
I wanted heavy stuff. What you
get
wanted?
Out. There you
AK-47.
Go.
You were Gran Torino.
I had nothing. Nothing.
So, okay. So, and they said, okay, we're going to give you silly string.
How embarrassing that is. 12 years old. Ooh, watch my string. I'm going to catch you.
And so did you try to fend them off and they just got through the incredible amount of silly string?
And I'm pretty sure they stole my cans of silly string in the end. I have nothing left. The entire Jason Kidd Nets era was marred by me being beaten down on Halloween.
You know, you'd think with your stature in West Babylon, people would want to put their name on this be the guy that gave Sean his first and only beating, maybe, but I guess not, huh?
That's how little they thought of me back then.
I'm so happy.
It was probably
Sean
Forage. Avenue C is tough.
And you know, it'll be like Stroker, too. We'll get somebody, we'll ask them about it, and they'll go, oh, yeah, I guess that happened. I don't remember it that way, but okay. Well, yeah, it's a defining moment in Sean's life.
Left a lifelong scar on Mraz. The guy that did it has no idea. What? I don't even remember doing that.
20 years. Gone in the blink of an eye.
So we're going to do next year the 20th anniversary retrospective on the flower sock.
I could go back to the exact corner. We'll bring Kaplan out. We'll shoot it for Twitch.
What if I told you?
Can we do a dramatic reenactment?
Black and white.
Why don't we hook up the internet and do the show from the actual street corner that I got pounded on? We'll set up the cameras. We'll bring Katie there. And we'll do it
on the ground
basically on my own ground zero there.
That would be the remote they approve.
Yeah, right. We can't send Pete to the Super Bowl, but we can send him out to West Babylon to engineer the flower sock retrospective.
You wanted a remote?
Suddenly, Connor Green's there as the engineer. Oh, I don't know. I just showed up. I don't know. I was just here.
You just told me I'm booked.
Silverman's to Super Bowl.
Silverman's walking by. Hey, what are you guys doing here? I was here to engineer the remote, too.
Up on the mic.
Oh, that's great.
A 30 for 30. What if I told you a portly, popular radio host was defined by a night of tragedy, Halloween 2000, a retrospective, the murder of the Thictator. Death by diabetes.
I could tell you, too, I had a boiled hot dog for dinner that night. I remember that, too.
A boiled hot dog because what? You choked it up when he hit you with the flower sock?
No, when I had the run, I went to a neighbor's house that was having a Halloween party who I knew, my former babysitter, and they were doing like hot dogs and beams and stuff in the backyard by a fire, and I had a boiled hot dog.
That's actually known as Thanksgiving at the Schwartz house.
Like, but this is how dramatic it was. I remember what I was watching. I remember the food I ate. Like, everything came back.
Okay, AB has our headlines. I could do this for 40 minutes. AB, what do we got?
3 days.
Or 4 hours next year.
Yeah, that's right.
So, as you might expect, MLB is putting all the blame on Justin Turner for returning to the field Tuesday night to celebrate with his Dodger teammates. The league has launched an investigation after Turner left isolation, then refused MLB Security's request to leave the field. MLB has not explained why it got Turner's test results during the game or why he was allowed to play after an initial inconclusive result.
I refuse.
Good news for now. is that the rest of the Dodgers and all of the Rays have tested negative so far. They were allowed to fly home yesterday before departing. The Dodgers said they will celebrate with their fans when it is safe. Now, across the country, MLB owners are reportedly voting tomorrow on Steve Cohen's purchase of the Mets, but there's a catch. Now, I believe Pete has introduced our audience to New York's bumbling and stumbling mayor, Bill de Blasio. Because Citi Field is on city-owned land, the mayor has a say about an ownership change.
The law department's doing its due diligence right now. So I'll be getting a report from them soon. And it will just be based on the facts of the research they've done, and then we'll speak to that again very quickly.
Specifically, the mayor can object to a new owner who's been convicted of a felony involving, quote, moral turpitude, which means depravity or wickedness, and Cohen's SAC Capital paid $1.8 billion in fines in 2018 for securities and wire fraud, but Cohen was not involved individually, so the mayor's ground for this is still a little bit unclear. SNY reported yesterday de Blasio told Rob Manfred that he officially objects to Cohen, but the mayor's spokesperson said while they did speak, it was just about the Citi Field lease. Whatever is going on, it is only expected to delay the transaction, not prevent it from happening.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a crazy thing that the mayor of New York could somehow get in the way of the owner of the Mets, but this feels like de Blasio's just using this as some type of leverage point to get something out of a guy that's worth $17 billion.
Get him out.
He's probably going to be like, you know what? I could stand in front of you, but could you get me a few new train cars because the subway system is breaking apart or something like that?
How about a new mayor?
Because there is no way, there is no way de Blasio could decline this and survive in the city. Every Mets fan is dying for this, that Steve Cohen's taking over. Dying for this. I mean, he would lose half the city immediately, and he's already lost half the city as it is, so there's no way he could actually decline this.
But the craziest part of this whole thing is the belief is A-Rod and J-Lo are the ones who tipped off de Blasio's office to this wrinkle because they want back in and can't take defeat.
That's unbelievable. I mean, if A-Rod and J-Lo screw Mets fans out of Steve Cohen, I mean, Mets fans are going to go torch their mansion in Miami.
Get him out.
A-Rod won't lose on this. He will not lose. And I think that's it. I think de Blasio loves the celebrity of J-Lo and A-Rod and thinks he can have a lot more with them.
This better not turn into J-Lo and A-Rod owning the Mets. I'll tell you that much right now. We'll have de Blasio on this show, and I'm going to pistol whip him on the air.
Well, that is the other part of this. That's the other part of the story, is that apparently A-Rod's group would not have votes, enough votes from owners to actually buy the Mets if somehow this fell apart. Cohen does. So, I mean, A-Rod's tried Jerry Reinsdorf right to weasel his way back in here, now de Blasio. And I think it's important to point out, folks outside New York, Bill de Blasio has zero supporters. I mean, like, nobody likes Bill de Blasio. They can't wait for this dude to be out of office. And he's, despite all of that, he's picking fights with Met fans now.
He's the first politician ever that everybody unanimously agrees sucks. Like, no matter what party you're in.
Right.
Yeah. In 2020, nobody can agree on anything politically, except we all hate de Blasio.
Everybody joining hands.
Yeah. We're going to unite the country by just joining behind hating de Blasio.
Week 8 in the NFL is here. It begins in Charlotte with the Panthers hosting the Falcons at 8:20. When we get to Sunday night, we may have Ben DiNucci starting for the Cowboys in Philly.
Ben's been up here relentlessly here in the last 48 hours, so he's pouring everything that he personally can into this opportunity that may be in front of him. He'll get pretty much all the work this week. Because, I don't see Andy coming back, at the end of the week at the earliest.
As for Mike McCarthy's defense, it no longer includes D-tackle Dontari Poe or cornerback Daryl Worley. Both were released yesterday because they couldn't be traded. Jerry Jones didn't use the F word, Sean, but he did say that Poe being 30 pounds overweight was an issue. So Jerry being nice and respectful with Dontari on the way.
Losing.
The door.
Interesting. McCarthy being 30 pounds overweight, not a problem.
He doesn't need to make tackles, though, at MLS. MLS.
He's got to try to find that play card, though, over the third chin. That's not easy.
Get a mask that fits for NFL protocol.
I'm going to need a 4X shield. This is not fitting around my neck.
Have any cones around?
Let's just call it a window. You got a window I can put across my face?
Yeah. Could you please call Anderson Windows to make my plexiglass face mask?
Extra
call that guy that gets, call that guy who gets all the free stuff from the Long Island Lizards. Ask him what mask he's using. We need that.
Oh, my God. Oh, ouch. Dude, that was just two salvos on the Schwartz family from way downtown to the same segment that has nothing to do with the Schwartzes.
Not even for a little bit.
Oh, man. It's a ruthless morning.
It's very Bob Ross of you too, DA.
Yeah, I was supposed to be a nice, kind DA today. Instead, I'm just pistol whipping de Blasio and making fun of Schwartz's Thanksgiving.
Happy Plains.
Yeah. We'll talk soccer next hour, so back to you for now.
Excellent. When we come back here on the DA show... The Dallas Stars have a new uniform, and they're not new because I haven't noticed them in the last 8 years. They're actually new uniforms, so we will grade them out coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
It was a ragtag team. It was like the Bad News Bears meets the Little Giants.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
We're a ragtag team, aren't we? We have a toll-free line. 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It'll keep you up at night. Switch to Geico and save. It's the annual Halloween Spooktacular episode here on the DA Show. Everybody in their costumes. We're about 10 minutes away from Katie Linedahl joining us here on the show, the Gidget of Gadgets, the heroine of Halloween, the queen of costumes. I have no idea what she's going to be for Halloween. Coming up at the top of the hour, also Mraz is going to introduce himself along with his family, Eli, Taylor, and his wife, Danielle. Are any of them up already, Mraz, or are they still waiting until the very last minute to wake up and put on the costume?
For the last 4 minutes, I've heard an alarm going off upstairs, so my hope is that's woken somebody up, but I'm a little interested as to why it hasn't been turned off for the last 4 minutes. But yes, so at least I know there's some kind of foghorn going up to wake up everybody.
I can hear the Bourbon Bell talking to Katie downstairs, which I'm just going to say, like, my living room is apparently the green room now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. So I don't know. We didn't put out any peanuts or green M&Ms, unfortunately, for Katie, but hopefully.
Way nicer green room than the stained rug one we usually bring Katie into.
True.
So.
Yeah, true. So we're entertaining right now our guest of the day in the living room here on the DA show. So yesterday, the Dallas Stars unveiled neon green jerseys. These are black jerseys with neon green trim, and they are meant to be kind of attention grabbing and crazy and non-traditional. And I'm wondering, you guys are big hockey fans. Mraz, you're specifically a huge hockey fan. Do you like when a traditional sport like hockey goes crazy like this with neon green and black uniforms, or do you prefer that hockey stays traditional?
See, I prefer the, like, when you go back and look, Calgary is going back to their old uniforms. Obviously, I think like any sport, you prefer the traditional, what worked the best, you know, 80s, 70s, 90s looks work. But I also don't mind them. I don't think they're as egregious as they are in the NFL. I think hockey opens the door for a little bit of enjoying the best of both worlds. So I'm totally cool with it.
People on Twitter compared it to Monster Energy Drink because they're black jerseys with a neon green logo. That's the only other color on it. It's neon green, Dallas Stars logo, which is the D, the star in the shape of Texas, and the neon green trim along it. I don't hate these either, and I'll tell you why. Because the base color is black and the trim is neon green. If it was flipped, which is what the problem is with the Seahawks jerseys, that the Seahawks jerseys' primary color is the neon green, and then they trim it with the gray and the blue, it needs to be flipped. If you use the neon green as the trim, it's fine. It just can't be the base model. It can't be the base color of the jersey.
Yeah, I agree. And if you get the crowd wearing, you have like a blackout night kind of day with the Stars, and they come out with these jerseys and the laser shows going off on the ice, I mean, when we're allowed to go to games, I think they would look awesome. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, they're fine. And I think also what happens in sports is you need to use fewer colors. The fewer colors, the better. This is only two colors, black and neon green. If they
you're holding a paint palette, Bob Ross.
As I do my Bob Ross impersonation, but for real here. If they added gray here and white and some blue, it makes it look murky and muddled and confusing. Bogues, what do you think about these?
I want to see them on the ice. Like, they look great in these pictures because the lighting is cool. The guy's wearing a really fancy, like, almost like a fighter pilot face mask, too. But I want to see them, like, in a lit arena because maybe we lose the effect of the neon green. It might not actually hit as well as they do in the photo.
True. It might just look like a light green. Like, we need to see Mike Modano in these, right, when he takes the ice.
Definitely.
Yes, exactly.
Neil Broughton in these is going to look really, really good, I promise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.